Okay, today's daf Chav Beis. We are on Chav Aleph from the Beis. Three lines in the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shlosha Shiyashu L'Kayim Es Ashtar. Listen to this. Three Dayanim are sitting together, and they're going to be Mekayim Ashtar. They're busy with Ashtar. V'kara Ir'er Al Echad Mehem. And somebody raises an issue with one of the Dayanim. What kind of issue? We'll see in a minute. So, Ad Shelo Chasmu, if no one signed anything yet, in other words, no one verified any documents yet, then Me'idin Alav, testify about this Dayan, that the suspicion is baloney, V'chosev, and then sign the document, and then uphold the document, whatever document you're busy with. Mishe Chasmu, but if you already signed it, then Ein Me'idin Alav V'chosev. You cannot testify and then sign it again. What Rashi says, Mishe Chasmu, Havalahut Nagun Be'edus. Now there are three judges, right? So they verify a shtar, and then what happens? Then someone says one of the Dayanim is a gambler. Now two of the Dayanim says no, he's not. Now they're no gear be'edus. Why are they no gear be'edus? Because they don't want to be look like fools. They don't want to be that their whole bezdin is baloney because one of the Dayanim is a gambler. Right, so they've already done work as a bezin together. They've already done work together, so it's very it's a conflict of interest now for them to be testifying about somebody to make themselves look better. If they didn't do anything yet as a bezin, then why not? But they've already done work. They've already, you understand what's going on?
But they've done work even if they don't sign. Let's say spent 2 hours discussing it.
So the stuff, but they didn't do anything. They sat around and they schmoozed. Okay, but here Rashi says, Havi lehu nageis and be'edus. She gnai lehem, she yeshivu and puzzle the bedin. It's a gnai that they sat there with this puzzle guy. So of course they're going to try to undo that taina and say there's nothing wrong with him. Okay? Makes sense.
Seems over here that they signed a specific document.
Correct.
Stating that one of the dayanim is a puzzle.
No.
That's what he says over here. Before they have signed the attestation.
Before they sign what?
Attestation.
No, what kind of attestation?
Attested against
him. No, not against him. Against Tom.
No,
it's against Reuben and Shimon.
It's against him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No. No. It's about a case. It's not that on a case. But then it looks terrible. Right? So of course they're going to testify in his favor. So then the halachas, they can't. Fine. Now, listen to this. Ir demai. What kind of taina was brought up against this judge? If it's the case of that he's a robber, right? He's a gambler, he's a robber, he's no good. So treyu treininu. So 1 second. Two of them come and say the Dayan's no good. Two of them, then two of the judges say no, he is good. So what kind of thing is that? Right? Why do we believe one pair over the other? If the two of them come and say the guy's an eved, he's not even a roy to be a judge, then Gully Milsa Ba'almahu. Oh, what do you do? No, he's not an Evan. Right? How can that be a case? Right? Look at Rashi. Gully Milsa Ba'almahu. Misha Chasmu. They sign. Amai Eid Me'idin Alav. My Chshad Nogir Be'edus Ikahacha. What's the big deal? The guys in there, you don't want to be sitting in a bezdin with a gambler. So you'll try to whitewash that. The guy's an Evan. What are you whitewashing? The guy's not puzzle agents. He's puzzled to be a Dayan. What do you want from him? It's not embarrassment or all these types. Okay, so we didn't realize the guy's in heaven. What are you hacking? Right? Dover Zet, Srikhane Lavara. You gotta figure that out. The Dover Ha'asu Legalos who? It's something that's gonna be found out. Kishi Ibadku Akhrav Ajibara Dover. You're gonna keep checking until you get to the bottom of it. Is this guy in heaven or not? What's with his mother? What's with him? Or you have to be busy with it. So what kind of gnai is that? So what's the case, right? The ain't a gil musul davar ba'alma. Two ain't to come and say he's an eved. What that makes him into an eved? No. What makes him into an eved is if he's an eved. No. So go figure it out. Why wouldn't he be not embarrassed? Not gave the eidus. None of those things. So what's the case? If they say he's a gambler, it's two against two. And if they say he's a what's it called? He's an Eved, so what's the problem? So the Gemara answers, La'olam emalach iridi gazlanusa. No, really, he's a Gazlan. He is a Gazlan. So how could it's two against two? Listen to this Gemara's answer. The Ka'amri, no, the two Dayanim say, Ahani Yadin and Bey, the Avad Tshuva. He was a gambler, but we know he did Tshuva. You hear this? We know he did Tshuva. You're right, of course, I can deny he's a gambler. Of course he's a gambler. But he did Tshuva. Therefore what? Now Rashi says something fascinating. The Avad Tshuva, the Heshiv, as Hagzila. He returned what he stole. The whole Lam, you know, whole Machlok, is all you have to do for Tshuva? Just return what you stole?
Right. How do they know? Because the Rambam, in that situation, he won't do it again.
Well, that's how Rashi says. He returned it. I did my job.
That's the first step.
Now, what's in my heart?
Right.
It's irrelevant. You never know what's in someone's heart. You never know.
You can't vouch for the guy. I didn't do it again.
You can't vouch for the guy's heart. You can vouch for his actions. So you know what? The halacha is, if you steal something, you got to return it. He returned it. B'leiv Shalom, we know he came. He returned it. It was a whole big production. He returned it. That's all you need for this. I'm not talking about what goes on Yom Kippur. But for this, all you need is to do it. You returned it. So now, that, there's no conflict about that. Only two agents said that. Yeah, we admit he was a gambler. 100% he robbed that bank. But he returned it all. Therefore, we get believed that he's a good Dayan. Okay?
And you're not going to give the Bedarim, even if you didn't. You just sit together. You're not going to give the Bedarim.
They didn't do anything. They sat down, and what did they do? They started learning a little bit. What's the story with the star? All of a sudden, somebody runs in. They didn't do anything. This is the Gemara assumes.
What? Yeah, he'll probably be a better guy because he knows all the...
He knows all the tricks. Okay, it could be. Amr of Zera. Hamilsa de Merv Abba Shmili. I heard this from Ravava. V'ilav Ravava de Menako. And if not for that, Shechachta, I would have forgotten it. Which is what? Gimel Sheyashvu L'Kayim Eshtar. Three Dayanim sit together to be Mekayim Eshtar. Umeis Echad Behem. And one of them died. Tzrichin L'michtav, you have to write like this. B'mosav Tzlas Tahavina. Three of us sat down. V'chad Lesuhi. And one of them is not here, because he died. Amar Rav Nachman Beitzchak Ikhasav Bashtara. If you're right in the Shtar, Denan Nafak L'Kad Menatzah Beidina Tzulo Tzarech. If you're right that a document went out from this Bezdin, you don't have to write, the guy died, you don't have to say all that. Vidilma, why don't I have to say all that? Because it's a Bezdin. Now, one second. Vidilma Bezdin Chatzavu Ukedi Shmuel. Maybe it's a Bezdin Chatzav, which is a Chutzpah Bezdin, like Shmuel. Shmuel said, Damar Shmuel, Shnayim Shadano, Dineim Did, El Shnikr Bezdin Chatzav. So maybe it was a Bezdin Chatzav, and there were only two judges. So the Gemara answers, no, the Chatzav Ba Beidina de Rabbana Ashi. It said it was the Bezdin of Ravashi. Rashi says, it doesn't mean Ravashi, the man Ravashi. What it means is the Bezdin of the Gadol Hador. No Gadol Hador would allow a two-man Bezdin. So when you say that, you know, that's some Bezdin, somebody, two people convened the Bezdin. Well, we're Bezdin today, right? They put a shingle out in the front of their house, and they're Bezdin. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Gadol Hador. So no Gadol Hador is going to do that, have a two-man Bezdin. So you can take it to the bank that it was a real Bezdin, and one of the Dayanim died. That's all. Maybe that Bezdin holds like Shmuel. Then you can have a two-man Bezdin. So the Gemara answers, Dikasav Vei V'amar Lana Rabbanu Ashi. No, we told Ravashi. In other words, not that the Gadol Hador, you know, sometimes they have this yeshiva, and some Gadol Hador is on the letterhead. It has nothing to do with the yeshiva. No, I'm not talking about that. That's what Gemara asked. Maybe it's that. Yeah, you named, the Ravashi's name is on that. It has nothing to do with that Bezdin. No, he's there. And we would never allow a two-man Bezdin. He would never allow a two-man Bezdin. Okay? I think this is now the beginning sugya where it really starts when, like in yeshivas, I think they start from here. Right? Where the Gemara asks as follows. The Mishnah says as follows. Ha'isha she'amra. A woman walks into shul. No one ever saw her before. We don't know who she is. And she says the following. She says, Eishes ish ha'isi. I was married. V'gerusha ani. But I'm divorced. Right? That can happen. Woman walks into shul. I was married, but I'm divorced. Ne'emenes, she's believed. Why is she believed? That, well, therefore what? Therefore she can't marry a kohen. She can marry anyone else, not a kohen. Why is she believed? Sha'pesha aser, who apesha hit her. She doesn't say anything. She volunteered that she was married, and then she volunteered that she was divorced. She's believed. Now, the im yesh edim shahoyza eishes ish. If there were Adim that she was married, So what she said was very uninteresting to us. But then she says, oh, by the way, but I'm divorced. Right? Yeah, exactly. V'hi omeres gerushani. And she says, I'm divorced. Einon emenes. She's not believed. Okay? Because it's not a pesha aser, a pesha hider. Why would a woman want to say she's divorced? I don't know. Well,
get remarried.
What?
Get remarried, so she can remarry.
So she can remarry, okay, fine. I hear. Amra, a woman says like this: Nishbasi, I was captured.
Why would she lie though? She,
maybe because her husband's who knows where.
She's a widow,
right?
But she willingly will enter a marriage knowing that she's married. Still,
she'd rather be with somebody than be alone. You never know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure what her husband is. I'm not so sure what her cheshbon. Maybe she's not thinking it out that it could be a disaster when the guy shows up in 5 years from now, right? That could be a disaster. But maybe she's not thinking that far ahead. Or maybe she has a cheshbon. I don't know. Now, Amr, she says like this: Nishbasi, I was captured. Now, there was a gezeira derabanan that if a woman was captured, she was raped. We don't know for sure she was, but there's a strong suspicion she was. That's Tamar's daf, all about that. So she says, Nishbeithi, I was captured, and Dorani, but nothing happened, they didn't touch me. So you know what? Nemenes, she's believed. She didn't have to volunteer the fact she was captured, she could have said nothing, nobody knows. Shapesha Asir, Apesha Iter.
So she can marry a Kohen.
So she can marry anybody, she can marry a Kohen, exactly. That's the only enough meaning also. If she was raped by a Goy and captured her, she can't marry a Kohen.
Well, if she's single?
Even if she's single.
If there's a Goy, you could.
No, not a Kohen. And she says, and she volunteers it. So since she volunteers it, why would she volunteer that? We believe her. Vimyesh Eidim Shinishbith. No, but if Eidim that she was captured. Viomeris, yeah, but Taharani, that didn't touch me. Einon Emenes, that she's not believed. Now, this next line, the Gemara's tomorrow is going to have an argument what is going on. V'im Mishanises Bo Eidim. But let's say she got married. And now Eidim came along. And said, what do you mean? We saw that you were not, he didn't, you're not, it's not true that he didn't touch you. Right? It's not true you met, we're not sure what the case is about. Anyway, Harezi Lo Tetzi, she doesn't have to get divorced. What exactly that case is, we'll see tomorrow. Now, Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says the following, Minayin la pesha asu hu apesha hitter min haTorah. How do you know there's such a thing as a pesha asu pesha hitter? How do you know that? What's the makar for that? Says the Gemara, Shinemar, it says like this. A man says, Es biti nosati l'ish hazeh, l'isha. I gave over my daughter to a man to be a wife. Now, l'ish asura. When I say, I gave her over to a man, which man? Which man?
We don't know.
So when a father says that, he has the right to do that. She becomes usher to everybody. Then, Hazeh this guy. Now he tira. Now she becomes mutter to that guy. That's the guy that I what's it called? That I married him off to. Says Rashi, it's the second Rashi in the Gemara, Shinem, unless there is Bito. Kishihi Kitana, Onaira, she's a Kitana or Onaira, if she's older, he has no right to do this. Right? He can't marry off his 20-year-old. If she's a katana or a naira, shebiyado lekacha, it's in his power to marry her off. Kidarmina perk naira shenestatza, minayin shem amar kidashi leploni shuneman leosra alakol. How do you know that if a man walks in and says, I married her off, she's believed, he's believed? Right? So Rashi says, it's because it's in his power. It's biyado. He has the power to do it. Right? Does he have the power to do it? Yeah, he does, right?
An Iriah,
he has the power to do it. Look at the bottom Tosfos, a little Tosfos. Tema, Matzaruch Kra, the one I need a pasuk for. Tepaglei, Dineman, he's believed, Hoel Ubiyado Lakacha. He has the power to do it. Kid Amar Biyesh Nochlin, Baal Sha'amar Girashti as Ishti, Neman, a man walks into shul, I divorced my wife this week. He's believed. Why is he believed? Because Hoel Ubiyado Lagarsha. It's in his power to do it. So if something's biyado, you're believed. Says Tosfos, 1 second. This is not biyado. So what are you going to pasuk for? It's biyado. I don't need a pasuk that says that if a man says he's divorced his wife, he's believed. I don't need a pasuk for that. So why do I need a pasuk for this? That a man says that I married my daughter to him, he's believed. Well, of course it's believed. It's biyado. It says Tosfos v'yesh lomar, not biyado. D'hacha, in biyado kol kach. It's not really up to you. Why is it not up to you? Because the guy has to agree. Right? The shema, lo yim ta'adam shi'ikan shena. He's not going to find anybody that agreed to take her. Right? It's a tough market out there. Right? Lach yistruch kra. That's why I need a pasuk. So the question is, what was Rashi thinking? What was Rashi, isn't Tosfos right? It's beyond, though, to an extent. You have the halachic power to do it. Do you have the means to do it? That depends who she is. It depends on what the boys want. And will it be other? It's interesting. What's Rashi driving at? It's a very interesting question. As a matter of fact, there was a whole tumult once that happened, like, I don't know, 15 years ago. There was a guy and a woman that got divorced. It was a bloody divorce. Terrible thing. So the man was a real lowlife. So to get back at the wife, he calls her up one day and he says, "I was Mekadesh, our daughter, to a man, and I'm not telling you who." So she's stuck for the rest of her life. That's what I'm doing to you. So he destroys his own daughter just to make the wife upset. The whole halachic discussion now, is she married? Can you imagine such a thing happened? So there was a whole, Rav Shlomo Zalman was involved, and Rav Menashe Klein, the whole, what do you do now? Is she married? It's a beferish apostate that a man, a husband could do that. A father could do that. Right? Doesn't have to tell his wife. Doesn't, now, in a normal situation, you tell you.
No one does that now.
No, of course no one does that now. But it's we just saw. She was a young girl.
Yeah, but it stopped at 12.
No, but she's married. She's married. I accepted the condition from this husband.
The daughter can do me.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it says a no to whom?
Doesn't have to be
the home. So she can do me and Stam, an anonymous me.
Well,
she can
do me
on a father. No, he can do me on a father.
Only
on a mother.
Mother and uncle.
Okay, the father did it to Raisa. She's married to Raisa. I can't do me on.
Which other fairy would he get it?
Remember when this happened, right?
Which other guy would agree? Which normal person would, not the father, who would agree to give Kedushin to this?
Who would agree to accept Kedushin? Right. You find somebody, the guy for everything, right?
Yeah, but he recanted at the end.
Something happened, I think he didn't do it.
He said he did it. He joked about it.
Right. We'll get to that also. Interesting stuff. Okay. Anyway, ask the Gemara an unbelievable question. Lamali Kra. What do we need a pasuk for to tell me a pesha as or pesha hitter? Svarahu. It's a svara.
Pasuk is stronger.
No, you see from here that a svara is stronger. You know what another word for svara is? Common sense. Common sense is stronger than a pasuk. You hear that?
He is the
first. Why not? It's a beferish Gemara. There's one other place in Shas where the Gemara asks this question. You know where? The Gemara says, "How do you know that such a thing is hamotzi mechaveiro olav araya?" And the Gemara quotes some pasuk. The Gemara says, "What do you need a pasuk for? It's a svar. It's common sense, right?" Those are two places in Shas, here and there. It's common sense. Right, that's what svarah means. It's common sense. No one wants to hear those words, common sense. It's common sense how to behave sometimes. Sometimes not. I never would have dreamed of shatting it on my own. This I would have dreamed of on my own. Right? So common sense. And stronger than a pasuk. What do I need a pasuk for? It's common sense. Right? You can talk about this for 2 hours. How common sense is stronger than a pasuk.
I don't have it stronger. It's equivalent.
What?
It's equivalent.
No, it's not equivalent. If it's equivalent, then I have a pasuk. Very nice. I don't need a pasuk. She opened her mouth and she opened her mouth. She asked herself and she mounted herself. So Gemara says, "You're right. You're right."
He did.
No, she. Hapesha asa pesha hitter. She comes and says,
The theory.
She comes and says this. The father comes and says this. It's obvious. It's obvious. So Gemara says, "You're right." Ella ki yitzrich kra. I need a pasuk. Look at Ravuna amarav. The Ravuna amarav. Menayin la'av shenem and lesser is bito mena Torah. How do you know he has the power to do this? Shenemar espiti nasati loish, meaning, yeah, he has that. I didn't know. That's not common sense. That a father has the right to marry off his daughter. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Now he's going to tell me to who? That's common sense. It's common sense, right? Hazeh lo amali. Then what do we need hazeh for? Espiti nasati hazeh. What's hazeh? That's mibar lele kedu Yona. The Tana of Yona espiti nasati loish hazeh. Hazev lo liyavam. Yeah, I married her off to this guy. Now he died, and now she has to fall to Yibum. I didn't know that. I didn't consider. There's a whole question about, let's say, when he's going to tie her, whether or not she was a basula. So to this guy, I wanted her to marry, not to the brother. That's why it says hazeh. But the idea of pesha asher pesha hitter, it's common sense. Okay. Now, next, Tana Rabbanan, ishish amr ishish ani. A woman says, "I'm married." The chazre va'amra pinuy ani. I'm not really married. Now, Nemenes, she's believed. Now, if it was Toch Kedei Dibor, of course she's believed. Because Toch Kedei Dibor, you could change anything except for three things. What are the three things you can't change, Toch Kedei Dibor? A Shavua, Kachim, and cursing Hashem. You can't curse Hashem. I was just joking. You can't do that. You can't make a Shavua. I was just joking. You can't make Kachim. I was just joking. But I'm married. I was just joking. I'm not really married. I believed. Now, one second. We have another principle. She could spend a month on this principle. I have a shavya nafshe lechaticha disura, but I asked her. She asked herself by saying she was married. She asked herself. Talking to me, say, "Oh, I was just joking." What kind of thing is that? I was just joking. I didn't really mean it. So the Gemara is Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna Kion Shenasla Amasla Lidvareh, and she gave an excuse why she said that. So if the excuse is valid, then we'll accept the excuse. For example, Tanya Rami Hachi, Amra Isha, Amra Eish Esh Ani. I'm a married woman. By the way, can you imagine? That's what the Gemara is, a single girl, and some creep comes over to her. "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm married." Oh. Perfect sense why she would say that. And it's going to go away. Uh-huh. Right? It's going to go away. Then someone makes a shidduch. "I heard you're married." "No, I just said that because there was a little creep over there. I'm not married." That's perfectly acceptable. That's perfectly normal, right? Chazer of Amra Penuy Ani, right? Einu Ne'emenes. If a woman says, "I'm married," "No, I'm really not married," she's not believed. V'im Nasna Masal Devarah. But if she gives a reason why she said that, then Ne'emenes, then she is believed. Umay Zanami Be'isha Achas. There was a woman Gedola. She was an adult. Shahaisa Gedola Banui. Her children were old.
No. She's very pretty.
She was very pretty, okay. V'kaftu lebne adam lekacha, and these guys were always hanging around her, trying to date her. V'amr alehem mikudeshes ani, "I'm married." Liyamim, one time, amda v'kitches atma, she got married. She finally got married. Ay, amr lechacham, amar bar zlatzos king, what's going on here? Everyone thought you married. So amr alehem, yeah, v'tchila kishabaw alayah nashim she'enim uganim. When all the lowlifes came, amarti, I'm married. Achshav now, Shabbat and Hashem Uganim. Now I finally found my Basharet. Amarati v'kidashi etzatzmei. Got myself married. That's perfectly normal. That happens a lot. Now, v'zu holcha hela ravacha by sarbira lifnei chacham b'usha. This is the same thing that happened in Usha. V'amru imnasa masal devareha ne'menes. She's believed, right? Because she gave an excuse. Now,
she gave a good reason.
She gave a good reason. Now, bar mine Shmuel Meirav, Amra Tmeya Ani. If your wife says, "I'm a Nida," Tmeya Ani, I'm Tmeya. V'chashv Amra no Tahal Ani. I'm just joking. I'm not really a Nida. I was just joking. Mahu, what's the din? So we just had this case. So the Ritva says, "Yeah, but over there, there's no way to know. There's no way to fix the situation without her excuse. Here, let's say she's baloney. So go to the mikvah now." In other words, we don't need her. We don't need her excuse. We don't need her excuse to fix the situation. We can fix it anyway. How can we fix it? So go now to the mikvah. You say, you're telling me you don't have to go because you made up a storybook yesterday? So go today. You don't need her excuse. By the case of the married woman, she says, "I'm married." Then she says, "I'm not married." What's going on with you, lady? "Oh, let me tell you my excuse." Without her excuse, we can't fix the situation. Because we thought she was married. Now she's married to someone else. She's married to two people. "No, let me tell you my excuse. I wasn't ever married before. I just said that to get those creeps away from me." That's a different story. Here, what she's saying, "I'm Tameya." "No, not really Tameya. I was joking." So why should we believe her? And I'll have a good excuse. Why should we believe her excuse? We can fix it without her excuse. Says the Ritva, even though you can fix it without her excuse, we're still going to listen to the excuse. That's what the question was. Do we listen to an excuse even if we can fix it without the excuse? The answer is yes. Amrullah, Afbazu, same story. If she gives an excuse, Ne'emenes, she is believed. Tana, Mine, Arboim Zimnin, they taught us 40 times. Vafilu Hachi, Lo Avad Shmuel Uvda Benafshe. Shmuel didn't do this by himself. He didn't do this. He didn't apply this din by himself. Look at this Tosas. You think things have changed in 1,500 years? Not one thing has changed. Listen to this Tosas. Second Tosas. Rabbeinu Chanan al Hevi Yerushalmi. Shmuel Boaz Boy Lad Gukuke Itzei. Shmuel wanted to be with his wife. He was interested in being with his wife. Amrale Tameyani. And she said, I'm Tameya. Okay. Lamachar, the next day, Amra Tahorani. She said, I am Tahora. And Amallah, so Shmuel says to her, one second. Esmol Tameya. Yesterday you were Tamei, Yomadein Tahora, and now you're Tahora. And then Mepharshim explained, because she didn't go to the mikvah. She went home all day. So Shmuel said to her, what's going on with you? Yesterday you were Tamei, and today you're Tahora. You didn't leave the house. Right? How are you Tahora? Amrullah, so she's Amrullah, she told Esmol Lohavis Bechila. Yesterday I wasn't interested. So I said, I was Tamei. You hear this? That's what I said. Kahi Shaita. As I said, nothing. 1,500 years, nothing. So what happened? Now she said, now I'm in the mood. So now I'm Tahora. I was always Tahora. But I said that yesterday. I didn't want you to bother me. I was too tired. And, right, look, it really means, look, I don't have the koach. Right? I don't have the koach to be with you. So I'm Tamei. Get it, go away from me.
This story won't make the Jewish press or art scroll.
Okay? One second. So Asa Shal Larav, they went to Rav, Amalei. Well, in Nathna, Amasal, Devar, Nenet. If the excuse is a good excuse, right? Then she's believed. Right? Unbelievable story, though.
Yeah, hey, something like that.
It's an unbelievable story. Okay. Good? Very good? Okay, next. Tanu Rabbanan. Shnayim Omrim Meis. Ushnayim Omrim Ein Meis. Lo Meis. Right? Two of them come and say he died. Two of them come and say he didn't die.
Yeah. Why can't she... The problem is, why can't she look...
I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah, I'm ahead. Not. You can't have that communication where she's, you know what, I'd rather not have two tires or something.
Because
that will lead to arguments.
Exactly. Exactly. No,
there's no.
Yeah, but you're in the mood. But you're in the mood for that, right? That's how you're in the mood for, right? But that's it. This way, it's not the discussion's over. The discussion's over.
Right, but she should have the gumption to be able to say, I'm not.
No, because then he'll say, what do you mean? What do you mean?
She gets away with it now also.
Right? Right? Anyway, next. Tanar Banan. Shnayim Omrim Meis. Shnayim Omrim Lo Meis. Right? Shnayim Omrim Nizgarsha. Shnayim Omrim Lo Nizgarsha. Right? Hareze Lo Tinase. She can't get married. Why can't she get married? Because maybe she's married. Two Eidim say she's still married. Right? Vimni says, but if she does get married, Lo Teitse. She doesn't have to get divorced. Okay? You hear that?
Even though you have a stalemate.
Even though you have a stalemate. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Teiti. She does have to get divorced. Absolutely. Amar of Menachem, Rabbi Yossi. Ne'emisa ani Omar Teiti. I don't really disagree. When do I say she has to get divorced? That's only Bizman Shabo Edim. Edim came. V'acha kach nidis. Then she got married. Aval, Nises. Two Edim come and say your husband died. She says, really? She gets married. Then two Edom come and say, no, she didn't die. He didn't die. Still alive. Right? V'achakach bo Edom. Then Edom kill him. Lo teitzei. Now she doesn't have to get divorced. She can stay married. Now, michti. One second. Treu treininu. It's two against two. Right? Hava aleha ba'asham talukai. Shouldn't she have to bring an asham talui? Shouldn't they have to bring an asham talui? It's a total suffix here.
The husband who lives with her.
What? The current husband.
Right.
There's two Edom that say he's alive. What are you doing? So, by the way, Tos has a whole hack that normally Ashram Tali is one of two. Right? There's two pieces of meat. One's kosher, one's not. I ate one. I don't know which one I ate. Here, it's only one man. I'm with this guy. But Adam come and said, my husband's still alive. So why isn't that in Ashram Tali? Right? The answer is, listen to this answer. Amr of Sheshes, Kigon Shanise is Le'echad Me'edeha. She married one of the Adam. She married one, two of them come and said, your husband died. Now, when we had a Gemara, then you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You have two Edom come and say, you can't marry the Edom. So I'm not sure how they get around. Tosas asked that question. You hear? She married one of the Edom. So that Edom has no suffix. He said, what do you mean? I saw the guy die. I was at that battle. I saw him die. So what this is, he goofed with Ashram Tali Kaima. At least she should bring it Ashram Tali. That's a funny thing. If the husband's not bringing, she's going to bring. The Gemara answer is, I'm not sure what this answer means. But Omeres, she said, Bari Lee. I'm certain he's dead. kind of thing is that? Rashi says, "Ein libi nokfi." My heart is not wavering about this, right? Shabari li ilu hayakayim hayaba. Now, if he were alive, he'd be here. Where is he?
See, if Adim was her bari.
Right. What do you mean bari? Maybe he's in a hospital. Maybe he can't walk. Like, what does that mean? I'm bari that if he was alive, he'd be here. I don't know what that means. Well, I'm saying halachically. What does that mean halachically? What's the halachic? What is that? I don't know what that is. Right? I understand she could say, yeah, if he were alive and healthy, there's no way he wouldn't get here. I hear that. But how could she say such a thing? How does she know?
Captive.
Yeah, how does she know? I don't know what that means exactly halachically. But she says bari. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shtayim Omer Mace, two Adim come and say he died. Shtayim Omer Lo Mace, two of them say he didn't die. Hareza Tinas, Lo Tinas, she cannot get married. But Vim Tinase, but if she does get married, Lo Tase, she doesn't have to get divorced. B'di'eved. However, Shnayim Omer Nizgarsha, Shnayim Omer Lo Nizgarsha, two of them come and say she's divorced, two of them come and say no, she didn't get divorced. Then Hareza Tinas, Lo Tinase, she also can't get married. But Vim Tinase, Tate. But if she does, she has to get divorced.
What's the difference?
Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference? What? What do you mean? By the case of the marriage, by the death world, she's allowed to stay married. And by the divorce, she can't stay married. What's going on? So we're going to have like three answers to what's going on. Amar Abaya, Tirgim of the Eid Echad. Now we're talking about one, not two Eidim came. One Eid came. What does that mean? Eid Echad Amar Meith. One Eid came and said, your husband died. What's the halacha when one Eid comes and says your husband died? We believe, you believe him. We believe him as if he's two.
As
if he's two. So Haimanu Rabbanan ki betray. He's believed as if he's two. Kin to Ula. To Amar Ula. Kal Makom Shemen as Torah Aleid Echad. Whenever the Torah allows one aid, Harei Kan Shnayim. It has the force of two. V'hai tika Amar Lo Meis. Now if somebody walks in and says, by the way, your husband's not dead. So we tell the guy, here's $2, it goes to home. Can we take the subway back home? Why? Because one aid's worthless. To say he's still alive. Therefore you believe the one guy. That's one aid. One never beats two, even though it's one against one. Right? It's one against one. But it's considered as one against two. Then 1 second. If that's the case, afilu lechadchila nami. So lechadchila, why can't she get married? Lechadchila, let her get married. One aid came and said, your husband died. Why is it lo tinase? But if she does, she can stay married. L'chachila. Unbelievable answer. Mishund Ravasi. Dom Ravasi. Ravasi says, now, it's not Ravasi who said, it's a pasuk. The pasuk is, Hasem imcha akshos peh. Stay away from crooked things. Right? V'lazus fasayim harchik bimcha. And the crooked lips, get away from that. In other words, yes, there's still a man out there who's saying your husband's alive. So, l'chachila, we can't give you a stamp of approval. Yeah, lady, you can go get married to. If one aid came and no one else came, then fine. It's not the case. So busy effort, you don't have to get divorced. Look, Achille, you should go into a marriage like that. And everyone's shushking and everyone's talking about you. Right? Unbelievable answer. Right? Right? Stay away from that. All right, busy effort, we're not going to make you get divorced because two, one is like two, and then two beats one. Fine. But look, Achille, you should jump into that. No.
So if it's two against two, how do you ever resolve it?
What?
If it's two against two.
It's a good question.
Because even if four can be two, it's two against 20, right?
So yeah.
How do you resolve?
So that's exactly the point. Then she goes back, that's the second answer. It goes back to the chazaka. What's the chazaka?
She was married.
She was married, exactly. So we'll get to that in a second. Now, Seifa, what was the Seifa? Ein echad amar nizgarsha. One aid says your husband got divorced you. Ve'ein echad amar lo nizgarsha. And the second one says no, he didn't. So tarvayu be'eshitish kometadi. We ever know she's married. There's no dispute she was married. V'hai deka amar nizgarsha. And now someone said she's divorced. Havelei chad. That's one aid. Ve'ein dvarav shel echad makom shnayim. One aid never beats two. What's two? Two means the chazaka. Well, how could one aid undo a chazaka? How could one aid say you're not married? No such thing. So therefore, Loti, she can't get married. And if she does get married, she can't stay married. That's Abaya's answer number one.
And plus, how could you ever say, I swear he never divorced her? You were there with the guy 24-7 for 20 years. Maybe the guy gave him, how do you know that?
That's a good question.
How could you ever say that?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Right. Rava Amar. Rava gives a different answer. La'olam treu trei ninu. Really? Really? It's two against two. So how come by marriage she can stay married, and by divorce, by death she can stay married, and by divorce she can't stay married? V'ra Rabbi Yochanan devar shel Rabbi Nachman ber Rabbi Yosi begerushin, because he agreed with Rabbi Nachman ber Rabbi Yosi by gerushin. Remember Rabbi Nachman ber Rabbi Yosi said? Rabbi Nachman ber Rabbi Yosi said that if you get married, you have to get divorced. Remember he said that? So says Rabbi Yochanan, says Rava, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that by divorce. V'lora b'misa, but he doesn't agree with it by misa. My time, why not? Why does he only agree with it by divorce, but not by misa? Very, very obvious answer. Misa eini yichala mechashto. Misa cannot be disputed. In other words, says Rashi, im yavo baila, if the husband shows up, eini yichala lomer mesata. She can't say to him, but you're dead. She can't say that, right? She can't say that. Hilkach ilav divare la shemes. If not lav divare la. If she's not certain that he's dead, mirtasa v'lo mintava. She's not going to get married. She'd be afraid. Oh my God, my husband's shot. Why did she get married? Because she believes them. She's sure. You know what? You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Because maybe he's alive. But if you did it, you don't have to get divorced. However, divorce. Next Rashi. Gemara says, Gershon, Yachol Mishachat. Yachol Mishachat. Gershon, she could be disputed. Why? Im Yavov Yamalo Gerashticha. If one aid comes that your husband didn't divorce you, he told her, Gerashtani. And she says, no, yes, he did. Right? Hilka, Isharisla. Isharisla. Samcha. Right? Ahachasha. If we're going to rely on this dispute, Umintzeva al pi edim halalu misafek, right? V'lo mirtasa lemeidak shapir. She's not going to dispute it. She's not going to look into it. What does that mean? Gerishin yicholam.
She can always say I was divorced.
Exactly. She can always say I was divorced. Now, Micha Feita Kula Hai, is that really such a woman's going to say that? Famer of Amnuna, Haisha Sha'amra Labaila Gerashtani, Nemenes. If a woman comes and says, by the way, my husband divorced me. I'm divorced now. She's believed. Why is she believed? Because it's Chazaka. Ain't Isha Me'iza Paneh B'fnei Baila. No woman's going to say that in front of her husband. Her husband's sitting at the shul dinner, and she says, everyone, I want everyone to know, my husband divorced me. He's sitting right there. No woman would ever say that if it wasn't true. Right? Hani Mili Hechadaleka. So why do we believe her? Maybe obviously it's true. No, Hani Mili Hechadaleka Edim to come and Sayale. Aval Hechad the Ika Edim to come and Sayale. No, but there's Edim that said it happened. Edim said it. She didn't make it up now. Edim said it. So Me'izu Me'izu. Of course she's going to say it. Edim is going. Edim said it.
Even though it's not true. Maybe?
What?
Even though it may not be true.
Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosi that in a case of divorce, she can't stay married. That's exactly the point, right? You hear that? That's exactly the point. Since there's all this trickery going on, she can't stay married. Ravasi Amar, Kigon, another answer. The Amri Edim say, yeah, you said he didn't die, right? Achshav Meis, but after you said that, he did die, right? Achshav Gersha, after you said he didn't, like you said, Yossi, how about he was doing 24/7? No! The two of them come and say, your husband didn't divorce you. Then two of them come and say, yeah, that was last month. But you don't know what happened yesterday. Yesterday he gave you the divorce. Achshav Meis. Now, right? Achshav, now it happened. So, now, Mesa, where am I? Mesa, Leka Levrura. Mesa, how are you going to verify that? Therefore, two of them come and say, no, now he died. You're right, he was alive last month. But now he died. We say he died. Now, what is this halacha? She shouldn't get married. But if she does get married, she can stay married. Gershin, divorce, ikal levrua, you can check that out. Vamrina law, im isa, dahachi havi, if it's true that he divorced you, achzilon gitak, where's the get? Show us the get. Since she can't show them the get, she can't get married. And if she does get married, she has to get divorced. Because she, where's the get? Good?
He says, interesting, he says that the time, it's such a short time, You couldn't have lost the game so fast.
All right, good. Excellent. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
But it's interesting, though, that